This evening, our most venerable Sayadaw went to Cambridge to give a Dhamma talk there. Yesterday, when we were having lunch, Sayadaw told us, either Sayadaw Upanyadipa or Udamika hold Dhamma talk, hold give Dhamma talk here while he was away. I am the third choice person. So I was at ease. I didn't prepare any Dhamma talk. This morning, Sayadaw told me, Panyasami, you will have to give a talk here. Sayadaw Upanyadipa and Udamika will follow Sayadaw. So I have to quickly think, what should I give to my talk? I thought the Enkhodara Nikaya. In the Enkhodara Nikaya, I choose one of the sutta. Then I would like to combine a story in the Dhammapada. So let me start now. In the Enkhodara Nikaya, Buddha taught us, Chattari mani bhikkhave samma bhaviya mana samma anupariwatta mana Asawana Kayaya Sanwadandi. Bhikkhus, if you well developed and repeatedly well developed four things, the latent defilements could be dried up. What are the four? They are Kalena Dhammasavana, Kalena Samasana, Kalena Dhamma Sakacha, and Kalena Bhavana. Kalena Dhamma Savana. From time to time, you should listen Dhamma talk. Kalena Samasana. Sometimes you should review what you have listened. Kalena Dhamma Sakaccha. Now and again, you should discuss the Dhamma that you listened. And Kalena Bhavana, sometimes you should practice bhavana. If you developed these four things and repeatedly well developed them, the latent defilements could be dried up. This is the Buddha's teaching in the Anguttara Nikaya. The first kalena dhamma tavana, dhamma savana, sometimes we should listen dhamma talk. If we listen dhamma talk, we can study Buddha's teaching and we hear the Buddha's teaching. Now our yogis here every day listen dhamma talk. This is the one thing you have the chance. After listening dhamma talk, what should you do? You have to review that you have to what you have listened. Not only just listening dhamma talk. In the teaching, you can learn a lot of things about dana, generosity, and sila, and samatha, and bhavana. You can have knowledges in the teachings. Not only just listening dhamma talk. Have to review. Then, kalena dhamma sakecha, you also need to discuss the dhamma that you have learned or that you have listened. It is not enough only listening dhamma talk, reviewing the dhamma, and discussing the dhamma. You also need to practice what Buddha taught. Now our yogis have these four things. Listen dhamma talk every day. I'm sure you also reviewed your experiences every day. Before you come to see the meditation teacher, you review yourself. What I have experienced, you write down on the paper. Then you discuss your experience with teachers. Every day, you have to report your experiences. This means you discuss your experience with teacher. At first, you report how you practice meditation, what you have experienced. Then, if necessary, teacher will suggest you what you should do next. If your practice is not correct, teacher will correct you and teacher will suggest you. If your practice is correct, teacher will agree with your practice. If necessary, he will suggest further instructions. These are Dhamma Sakaccha. Discuss the Dhamma. I don't need to say for the Kalina Dhamma Savana. You have been practicing Vipassana meditation here. That is why I say you have completed these four things. What our Buddha taught. So if you practice Vipassana meditation ardently, energetically, the latent, am I right pronunciation? Latent defilements could be dried up. If you are energetic, you have the chance to rid of the latent defilements. Nowadays, people are interested in meditation, especially Vipassana meditation. In America, in England, in Europe, in Asia countries. Before I went to Sri Lanka, to be honest, I thought people in abroad are not interested in meditation very much. One day, when I was in Burma in Mahasi Sasanayeda, every night I went to Sarah's, should I say monastery or living room, a monastery, Sarah Upandita. His, one of the disciples came to see him often. Then he gave me a book, which is titled Kabago Chokai Mi Dumya. Don't mind blue David Yang. Kabago Chokai Mi Dumya. People who will control the world. Then he asked me to comment about this book. I read this book two or three times. In the book, the war, W-A-R, war cannot happen in our world because some leaders or somebody, can say leader, who had practiced meditation can control the world, not to happen the world. Even though I read this book two or three times, I couldn't believe, to be honest. Then he asked me, whether it could happen or not. I told him, it was not possible because people in abroad may not be interested in meditation very much. I know some of them in abroad are interested in meditation because I saw a few foreigner yogis. I also heard the yogis who are here and the yogis, only a few people are interested. That is why I told him it would not be possible. But my answer was wrong. When I came to England, I noticed people are in the world is interested in meditation. Even I heard the Prince Charles, when he visited to Japan, he was interested in meditation. Why I say here about this? When we are interested in meditation, we have to find right teacher. In the Buddha's time, after Buddha appeared in the world, people are interested in Buddha's teaching. They tried to find the teachers. Some could find right teacher, some were not. Here, I would like to tell you about Buddha's two chief disciples, how they tried to find the right teachers. You know very well the two chief disciples. They were Sariputta and Moggallana. Even you may have read about them, but I have to contribute my knowledge to you. Sariputta and Moggallana were friends. They were in the rich family. They were villagers not far from Rajagaha. The Sariputta's name was before he came to order of man named Upadesa. Sari was his mother. His father's name was Venkanda. So he was called Sariputta, the sons of Sari. Moggallana's mother was Mowgli, sons of Mowgli. So he was named Moggallana. When they came of age, they thought if there is death, there must be the deathless. We are going to find the deathlessness, Amada. They also have the followers, 250 each. At first, they approached to Sunjaya, who was ascetic. He was very, very famous teacher. After 2 or 3 days, they had been with Sunjaya. They had learned everything from Sunjaya ascetic. At first, they must listen doctrine from the Sunjaya. Then they practiced. When they reviewed what they have studied, they could not find deathlessness, which they trying to find in the teaching. So they went to ask the teacher, Sunjaya. Dear sir, is there any teachings left in your knowledge? The Sunjaya answered, no. You have studied what I have known. I have known what you have studied. So they were disappointed. We trying to find deathlessness, Amada. But there is no Amada, deathlessness, in the teaching, in his teaching. We are going to find deathlessness. But we do not go together. We are going to part and find the deathlessness. Before they depart, they made agreement. Whoever saw the Amada deathlessness, let other person know. Then they departed and trying to find the deathlessness. One day, the Upadesa went to Rajagaha. He, at that time, the omniscient Buddha and his followers arrived at Rajagaha. One day morning, the Buddha's disciple, Asaji, one of the group of five monks, went into the city for his alms food. When the Upadesa met the Asaji Thera, he thought to himself, if there are any persons in this world worthy to receive homage and have attained enlightenment, this must be one. When he thought like that, because Asaji Thera, when he was going into the city, he was very mindful. He didn't look at around. He kept his eye down about 4 or 5 feet, like our yogis here. So this behavior, contact the Upadesa's heart, he was impressed by Asaji's behavior. What do you think? When our yogis are very mindful, doing walking, right step, left step, lifting, placing, lifting, pushing forward, placing. This behavior can contact to others. They are impressed by the yogi's behavior. Here also, when the Asaji Thera was walking, he was impressed and thought If there are any persons in this world worthy to receive homage, have attained enlightenment, this must be one. Then he decided, I will follow him and inquired him, who is his teacher? What law he followed? He also thought, it is not proper for me to put the questions to him. He was going for prize. I will keep my eye upon him and will inquire at him. Then he followed the Thera Asaji. When Thera Asaji was eating rice, he looked at him carefully. Thera Asaji was eating mindfully. When he was preparing the rice and taking the food, open the mouth, chewing the food, he was very mindful. Here our yogis, when they are eating, they are mindful. They do not forget mindfulness. They always apply their mindfulness. Am I right? Yes. Try, yes. So, if you are eating mindfully, you do not think about food, which is good or bad. If you are mindful, even though the food is not good enough, you do not have anger because you are mindful. Every movement and chewing and swallowing, you do not think any further. Even though the food is very good, you do not have desire to eat more. So you control your mind, you control the greed, you control the anger. If other people who do not practice meditation, even though they do not understand the meditation, their heart can contact the yogi's behavior. So here also, when the Asaji Thera was eating, he was looking at and feel very happy. When he had eaten food and washed his bowl and hands, he was very mindful. He didn't forget mindfulness, even one moment. So, Upadesa, after finished Thera Asaji's lunch, he put the questions to Thera Asaji. At that time, he was not Buddha's follower. He was Brahman. So he called Thera Asaji, "O friend, you are Sirin. You are admirable, and your appearance is pure. In whom do you trust? Who is your teacher? What law do you follow?" So the Thera Asaji answered, "There is the excellent Buddha. He is my teacher. I trust in him. I follow his doctrine." Then the Upadesa continued, "What your teacher teaches? He must ask, because he had met many Buddhas. They proclaimed themselves Buddha. When Upadesa met these Buddhas, who they proclaimed themselves Buddha, he didn't satisfy. Here I say the Buddhas. Actually, they were not Buddha. You know, Makali Kosalas, Purana Kaspas, Sanjaya Bilata Buddhas, Buddha Kachayanas. Before our omniscient Buddha appeared in the world, they announced themselves they were Buddha. They didn't practice meditation. They didn't fulfill any paramis, so they became Buddha." One of the Buddha who proclaimed themselves, I will tell here briefly, the Makali Kosala. He told himself he was Buddha, but he was not Buddha. He was servant. Makali, his name was Kosala, then he had another name, Makali. One day, he took a milk pot
His master reminded him not to sleep. At the same time, he fell down, so the milk pot broke in. He was afraid of his master, so he ran away. When he ran away, his master caught him, but he could not catch Kosala. Instead of catching him, he only could caught his sarong. So he was naked. And ran away. When he arrived at a village, all villagers told each other, here an arhat, come to our village. So they offered many things. Receiving things, he announced himself he was Buddha. Even though he received the dress or clothes, he didn't use, only he lived as a naked person. So here you see, they didn't practice meditation, but they became Buddha. That is why the Upadis are checked. What your teacher teaches. So, Thera Asaji answered, I am the newly monk. I haven't learned much Buddha's teaching yet. But if you want to know something, I will tell you. He said, I haven't learned any grammar yet. So Upadesa told him, there is no use for me to tell the grammar. I want to understand the meaning of teaching. Please tell me. So Thera Asaji told him or preached him, Yedama Hedu Babawa, Desan Hedu Tathagato Aha, Desan Jayo Nirodo, Eon Wadi Mahasamano. Actually, the Thera Asaji recited, Yedama Hedu Babawa, Desan Hedu Tathagato Aha. This stanza hasn't finished yet, only half a stanza. So when he heard this stanza, he attained Sotapattihood. Here I will read the meaning of stanza. The Buddha has declared the cause and also the cessation of all phenomena which arise from a cause. This is the Tao Tre held by the Great Samana. Will you please call Sadhu? In our country, when we recited the stanza, after finished the devotees, they call Sadhu. This is taught by the Buddha. That's why we call Sadhu. So, when he attained Sotapattihood, just he listened half a stanza. Because of the teacher, because of the right teaching, before that, just now I have mentioned, they couldn't find any, they couldn't find deathlessness or amada in the teaching of Sinjaya. That's why in the commentary it mentioned Yatha Buddha Jnanaya Satta Pariyesitabho. In order to find the right teacher, in order to Yatha Buddha Jnanaya Satta Pariyesitabho, in order to understand right teaching, you must try to find the right teacher. So when the Upadesa had attained Sotapattihood, they went to find, and he went to find his friend Moggallana. At that time he was Kolida. And he also attained Sotapattihood. Here I would like to tell you that because of the right teacher, they both had attained Sotapattihood. Our yogis here, they have met the omniscient Buddha. Even though the Buddha passed away, his teachings still remained in the world. Last Sunday, I have taught it is difficult. The Buddha appeared in the world. Now you have been practicing Vipassana meditation that Buddha have taught. If you have the parami, you have the chance to attain Sotapattihood, Sakadagamihood, Nagamihood, Arhatahood in this life. As our late Venerable Mahasi Syaro said, even though you have chance to attain Arhatahood, it is good enough if you have attained at least Sotapattihood. The Sotapattihood or Sotapatti fruition is very near to you. Only you need proper effort or strenuous effort. I have to encourage our yogis to put effort . Don't be disappointed in Burma when we went to countryside for retreat. Every morning I had to lead the yogis to recite the mottos. Sangpo. Can I say motto to my motto? Sangpo, eh? Motto. Here, it is said that Yogi Dumya Kamala Shumaniyami. The yogi who is virtuous, be mindful all the times. Shumma mumma yudhika kaunsa piyami must respect to the meditation. Ae asa saka mya neba seyami sleepless. Eat less, speak less. Don't speak too much, don't eat too much, don't sleep too much. This is the motto I recited every morning. But as a yogi, if you eat less, you may not practice well. So eat a lot. Practice a lot. Never mind. But don't speak. Don't sleep too much. Don't speak too much. If you speak too much, the conversation will disturb your mindfulness. Only a few words can disturb the mindfulness. You should understand the speaking is big enemy to yogis. Ko ne atat ma ngae kwe yeset nan ya mi. I will try to translate. Ko ne atat ma ngae kwe yeset nan ya mi. Do take risks of your life. How will I do my? Go ne at the menge kwe, yes it nayami. Here, in other words, don't care of your life. During the retreat, you must decide, I will try to practice meditation harder. If I die, never mind, I can die. This is the meaning, I think you may understand. So, trying to practice meditation ardently and energetically the insight knowledges or Ariya Magga Phala Ñāṇa are very near to you. May all of yogis be well and happy. May all yogis practice meditation well. May all yogis free from danger. May all yogis attain insight knowledges.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.